Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Fotify, and Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/social geek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Okay, today's guest is George McGarren. He's the president of the McGarren Group, focusing on executive recruitment, branding, coaching, and lots of other fun stuff. Welcome to the show, George.
Jack, it's awesome to be here. I appreciate it. We always, you and I always have interesting conversations. So
yeah.
I'm intrigued about how this one's going to go. So
yeah,
it's good to catch up.
Well, we'll see. But before we get into our topic of the day, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
So I've got my story is pretty, I guess I've got two businesses. Both were sort of mistakes turned into business models.
Those are the best businesses.
Yeah,
the
best.
Fell into. Yeah.
And I can tell you that at the time, it didn't feel that way. The first business, which is the business I still have today, 20 years later, is I was sort of had a typical 9-to-5, ended up, you know, unemployed in Miami at the unemployment office, and decided to start a business without a business plan, without any funding, and without really any idea of what I was getting myself into, right? So that was sort of that's the first business. The second business, which is also a mistake turned into a business model, was that I had the same exact people asking and sort of asking for counsel on how to better sort of tell their story in terms of a career standpoint. So those are the two businesses. It's been close to 20 years now. You know, life has been pretty good, and there's been ups and downs. You know, that's sort of, I guess, my background. So
It feels like that personal branding work that you're doing and the coaching definitely helps people when they're looking for the next step or their next big gig. So I assume that sort of feeds into the whole world of recruitment. Is that right?
And that's exactly right. And my recommendation to you know, folks that are going out there and networking and getting their story told, I think it's also a great lesson to kind of always be networking and always sort of be conscious of your brand, regardless if you're on the market or not.
Yeah.
What I've noticed is, you know, the ones that play the game really well, and I use the word game because I think at the end of the day, you know, there is some sort of sportsmanship to it in terms of you know, chess sort of,
yeah. Oh, sure.
Chess involved. I mean, like anything. But I think the ones that are extremely conscious of kind of what they've been up to the last 3 months, 6 months, year, and the ones that do sort of, you know, a lot of planning later on seem to do really well, not only financially, but just opportunity wise. So my suggestion for, you know, some of your listeners would be to always kind of be networking in a very genuine way, right? Not sort of a me, take way, but more about, you know, giving before you kind of get. Way, but that's been one of the sort of takeaways that I've noticed from, you know, from folks at the very top level of some of the companies that you and I, you know, sort of, you know really well. So
I think that's going to be even more important in this current pandemic or post-pandemic world. People who have spent the month of March and April and May of the year 2020 talking about themselves and pushing something and being real salesy and not being very helpful and not offering much value to their people in their network. I don't think they're going to fare very well. I think right now people who are offering something to everybody in their network, even though we're, you know, we're all stranded at home. I think those are the people who everyone's going to remember when we get through this.
Right. And this is also, I think this is, you know, this is a time where if maybe the excuse, you know, maybe last year was that you didn't have time to do maybe A, B, or C because you were sort of, you know, too busy on the road. And you still haven't done it. Then you might want to question, is that really the reason or excuse that I haven't? And that could go, you know, not only with networking, right? It could also go with exercise or maybe eating better.
Yeah.
But I agree. I mean, there's a lot of, and I see that in my world, right? Because a lot of times I'll get a phone call from somebody that maybe I haven't spoken to in 6-7 years. And it starts with, you know, George, how can you help me? You know, I might have a problem at work, you know, rather than, you know, sort of having a continuous relationship for 6 or 7 years, right? Sometimes. So I agree. I mean, I get that more than probably most, right? If you know, even if I'm at a dinner party, as soon as I hear kind of what I do for a living, the first thing we'll say, well, George, can you get me a job or can you find me my next role? And it's probably not the most, you know, it's probably not the best way to start a relationship with, you know, me. Right.
Yeah.
And you're totally right. I mean, you're spot on about the folks that are now asked that are sort of not giving it, you know, sort of they're not adding value. This is also, you know, as a recommendation, I've given this recommendation to everyone I work with, and everyone that's sort of, you know, my clients, you know, think about maybe 15 or 20 people that you could help and who you might be able to refer those people to, and just start mentioning and giving referrals, right? Later on, that will come full circle. And I think that's you're totally spot on about your assessment. This is now not the time to start, you know, sort of taking. I think I would actually say do the opposite, right? And give. And, you know, it will pay dividends later on for sure.
Yeah, it sure will. I love that idea of just picking up the phone and reaching out to someone who maybe you haven't spoken to in a few years, or someone who is part of your network and maybe they faded away, or maybe even the people who are part of your network, but you don't really talk to them anymore. You know, you rely on a text or a Facebook post once in a while, but actually picking up the phone and reaching out to somebody right now and not asking them for something, but actually saying, you know, hey, how are you doing? Is there anything I can help you with? Boy, that could really make somebody's day and make you memorable after this is all over. I know you do a lot of work with getting in front of CEOs and high level executives on the phone and getting them to take your meeting or you know, just getting in front of people. And I think that's something that I don't know if I'd call it a lost art, but it's something that a lot of people struggle with right now. How do you do that? And what are some tips for people as far as actually getting somebody live on the phone these days?
Right. And it's a great question. I learned this the hard way, right? So when I started my business 20 years ago, I was always sort of trying to, you know, my, it was sort of the typical like new, you know, sort of business development, you know, guy, right? You're trying to sell a product or get a phone call or it was really, and at the time, I mean, I wasn't adding any value to the other party, right? I think the idea and the concept, and this is what we do, is you need to make sure that first conversation is all about the other person and you're adding value to them. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can, you know, it could be any kind of product. And I'll tell you kind of how we do it, but I think you need to add value to their story first or to whatever problem they're trying to solve. And then later on, you can kind of flip the conversation a bit and address what you know, maybe some of the things that you'd like to get across, so that at least they're conscious or aware of what, you know, what you might be selling or offering or what have you. What we do is, so our core business is recruiting and placement, right? So that's sort of the bread and butter and the I would say the core expertise. The other part of the branding business is we're helping executives tell their story, right? So most executives are very conscious of, you know, how do I tell my story in a better light, right? And they say, okay, you know, I make $500,000 a year. I have $500,000 problem. I make $1 million a year. I have $1 million problem. So our first call is literally talking about their professional story and how we might be able to help them kind of just in a better light. It's the second part of the call is make possible opportunities, right? So the second thing is about helping them as well. The third piece, which is usually maybe it's two or three calls out, we then address and obviously these are folks that are running larger, you know, large sort of organizations. We then asked the question, right, which is really the first question that we had in our mind, is how do we get signed on board, right, with your own organization so we can now do searches? So it's kind of a three, I would say it's a three prong, you know, kind of play. 66% of it is helping them, and then the 33% is helping us. But I think that's,
yeah.
I think keeping the balance so it's always in their favor is the win-win for everybody. And, you know, and then when you do that, you know, then you can ask for a referral, you get a referral. And then the next thing is you go back to step one, which is helping them again and again and again. So I, as a rule, I try to refer three or four people to, you know, to others for every one referral that I ask for. Right. So I think it's a, I think it's an interesting concept, but there's a, I mean, I don't know if you've read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, but you know, he talks about that. It's the book's like 100 years old now, but it's, he talks about that kind of concept, right? About, you know, just sort of paying it forward eventually does come full circle. But I think the, you know, no matter what you sell or who you sell to, you need to give it, you know, you need to sort of think of maybe one or two things that you can genuinely, you know, help with or help your client with or your future client before you start asking, you know, to fill your needs. And I think that's been, I mean, it's a pretty basic, and you talked about picking up the phone, right? These are things that people have done before email, before texting, before LinkedIn, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just basic, you know, basic tools. I'm 45 today, so I've got a birthday, right?
Happy birthday.
No, I appreciate it. And I don't work on my birthday, but this is like, you know, I get to hang out with you, so this is fun.
Oh, this isn't work on social. No, this is all fun. No.
Yeah, this is like hanging out, right? So, but I can tell you when I was 5 years old, I was playing with a friend of mine. We were playing with a soccer ball, I think. We broke the neighbor's window, right? And, you know, as 5-year-olds, what we did, we ran inside and we hid for a little bit. Parents came home, right? And, you know, sort of the hard way, you learn to go over to the neighbor's house, you knock on the door, you say you're sorry. And then for the next month, you're doing yard work, right? Or something, right? And it's just that basic, you know, that basic idea about relationships and just face-to-face. And, you know, the phone is a great, I think, a tool if you can't do face-to-face now with sort of the coronavirus. But just the basic idea of just talking to somebody and not sending an email and not sending a text. And, you know, and I think you can do that with your customers, right? I mean, you know, sort of high touch points, but just with relationships. And people buy from people they like, right? And that's
And that's it.
And I always see, you know, I always say this, I always say, like, I want to be, I don't know if you've heard this before, but it's like when you need a plumber or you need, you know, you say, I have a guy that has a guy, right? I always want to be that guy.
You want to be that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a pretty basic concept, and that works, you know, it works at a very, very high level, and it also works at a very low level. It just works, I think, in terms of, you know, sales and marketing and relationship building. And if you're a financial advisor, if you're, you know, a CMO, if you own a franchise, if you're a business owner of a franchise, it's the personal touch, right? And I think they've done, you know, I think that's the one thing I said, Starbucks, for example, is, I don't know if you've noticed it, but every time you walk into a Starbucks or when you did walk into a Starbucks, they do a very good job of knowing your name, knowing what your order is. And, you know, these are, you know, they're not well paid. Most of the folks that work at the Starbucks, they're well trained, but the relationship piece of actually knowing, you know, their customers' names, you don't see that, for example, I don't know if you noticed, you don't see that at like a Panera Bread. Or you don't see that at other franchises.
Yeah, but most of those places, you don't even see a person anymore. You see a kiosk where you're ordering. Yeah,
exactly. And I think one of the secrets to sort of the Starbucks thing is that people walk in, you know, it's kind of like a bar, right? People feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And they know you, and then you just go back. And it's you know, I think it's that basic one-on-one relationship that sells. I guess my number one point is, make sure that you're giving way more than you're taking, but also number two, make sure that you're building a relationship and a real relationship, right? Not sort of a BS, right? You know, sort of hypocritical. I'm here just for me. I mean, you can also smell that really, really quickly, right?
It's funny. The concepts we're talking about, you mentioned Napoleon Hill and I've been kind of like getting reacquainted with Dale Carnegie lately and, you know, everything he wrote 100 years ago or whenever it was. And all of those things still matter now, even in this era of texts and LinkedIn messages and in-mails and, you know, all of the technology, but it's still, you know, influencing people and people buying from people and people buying from people they like, know, and respect. And it's amazing how far we, and because I'm guilty of it too, it's amazing how far we have all gotten away from it. And the simple acts that you're talking about, picking up the phone and helping somebody, I think is something that I hope a lot of people rediscover in the near future. Let me ask you this. If you're helping someone really kind of work on their personal brand, maybe it's kind of a mess or non-existent in their industry, and you're going to, you know, set them up to succeed, how long, when somebody engages with you, how long from that first day until you're ready to go out and really recruit for them and find them a great gig? Is that something that takes a you know, just a few weeks, or is that a longer period of time, or what kind of time frame are you usually looking at?
Right. So everyone's different, right? So some guys come sort of already, you know, they're already sort of pretty well buttoned up, right? So, but I would say if it's somebody that needs help, it's usually from sort of working with me to let's hit go. It's usually like a 2-week process, right? In terms of getting the branding, getting some of their branding and story together. The other part, and this is the, you know, I think that some of the folks in my industry, maybe I think they sell this wrong, or they just approach, or maybe they're, I think they would, I would probably say they get it wrong. You can have an amazing story, right? You can have an amazing LinkedIn, amazing. Your resume is perfect. But at the end of the day, if you're not able to solve your clients, or in this case, you know, your organization or the company you might work at next, if you're not able to approach the phone call with a level of preparation and a level of awareness of what problem they're trying to solve, you're still going to strike out, right? So I see that a lot. You see that with people that come from pedigree backgrounds. They went to pedigree schools. They've got a beautiful, you know, everything is literally in order. They look terrific. And then you speak to them and they're sort of a dud, right, on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that the other thing is just, you know, preparation is really, really important for some of the executives out there. The other thing is, and this is just a silly thing, but it's, you have to be really, really engaged in if, you know, if you're $200,000 or $500,000, you know, person, you have to think very quickly. You have to show on paper why you are worth the $500,000 that you're going to sort of, you know, that you need to hang out. And, you know, it's the other side is thinking, should I give this person $500,000? Should I pay somebody else $120,000? You know, what do I really need here? So I think that's that goes along with sort of like in your business, Jack, right? In terms of what you can charge clients, you know, if you can show value and they see it, then price is sort of the second, you know, or maybe it's not even an issue, right? And
right.
I think as a candidate, I think some candidates miss that. They miss the part of, you know, just sort of tons of preparation, almost over preparing. And number two, if you're worth $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year, you have to show why you're worth that money. And you know, that's a big misstep that I see a lot of executives actually make. They you know, they've been in the same place for a long time, and they forget that one piece, right? Like, you're still marketing your own story, your own value. And you know, companies are on the other side are kind of in a very unbiased way judging you on that.
Yeah, I see a lot of people who just have a number that they think for some reason they're entitled to because they went to the right school or had a certain job in the past or something like that. And it's like, no one really cares about that. They care what you're going to bring to the table this year and next year. What are you going to do for me? I'm not paying for what you did for someone in the past. Right. So
exactly.
Very good point. Lastly, let's talk a little bit about the post coronavirus world, which I hope we're getting to very soon. What do you see as far as your personal branding business and the recruiting that you're going to be doing? What can people and brands do to, you know, kind of set themselves up now to have a great or at least eke out a decent second half of this year?
Right. And I'm seeing this with two types of executives, right? So the first executive is kind of the person that says, you know, George, I'd like to wait it out. And I think, you know, it doesn't, let's wait till this thing is over. And I would say that's actually the minority. The second type of executive, and I mean, I've had last month, I don't know how many conversations I've had about this, but they literally the same question, right? The second type of executive is sort of, you know, believes this idea of Darwinism, right? Where, you know, this is actually, if you're going to double down, this is probably a great time to double. It's a great time to do it. And it's a great time to get your sort of house in order and just be ready for, right, for quarter, you know, sort of the third quarter as well. But I see this as there's really two types of people, like folks that are sort of just, you know, let's just hang out and wait.
Yeah.
Or the second type, right, is, you know, the guys that are saying and the girls that are saying, okay, you know, I'm going to get in awesome shape, and I'm using this sort of in a figurative way, but you know, I'm going to get in awesome shape. I'm going to get everything I need to get done. I'm going to talk to the people I need to talk to. I'm going to call the people I need to call so that when we start to get the June, July, August, right. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling, I mean, I know that, you know, usually June, July, August is sort of a slow, right. You know, sort of summertime. And I just think that this June, July, and August is going to be like our sort of, you know, sort of March, April, May.
Yeah, it really is the second quarter. It's not going to be third quarter, right?
Exactly. And I just don't think anybody, you know, if you've lost, let's say that you're as a business, you've been shut down for 2 months, 3 months, let's say you're at 50% production, or even look at some of the airlines, they're 97% down, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I see the summer being, you know, sort of the spring, if you want to call it that. And like, you need to get ready. And actually, you know, this is, I think you've seen this, in my opinion, you know, for example, a business like yours, right? I'm sure you have clients that are saying, hey, I'd like to wait. And I'm sure you have the smart clients that are saying, let me double down, let me triple down.
Oh, yeah.
I like a service like yours, for example, I think is a terrific way to, you know, if you didn't have time, you know, 6 months ago, and now you don't have time, you have to think about why don't you have time? But it's, I just think a service like yours, or even like mine, it's a great time to play offense versus playing defense. The ones that play offense now are the ones that are going to do really, really well come summertime, right? I just see that. And, I don't know if this is true or not, but I think that, you know, we might have this one more time in our lifetime, right? Where the world shuts down again. Now that we've done it once, I think this is also a great learning time to say, okay, let me see how I can play. But I think playing offense is always the way to go, especially, you know, in sort of the world that we live in, right? Where it's competitive. And I can tell you, I mean, there's a t-shirt that I remember. I was, when I was a kid, I used to play basketball all the time, and I was obsessed with, you know, I don't know if this is, you know, when I was a kid, I used to sleep my basketball and I was obsessed with it. But I there was a t-shirt that I saw that sticks with me still. And I use this from a business standpoint. And it said, I went for a jog. I was like 14 years old. And some kid had this shirt on and it said, while you're sleeping, I'm practicing my foul shots. Right. And that's kind of what's going on now. I mean,
there's a lot of people sleeping out there right now, man. I mean,
exactly.
And I'm not knocking Netflix. Okay. I am a little bit. And I'm not knocking, you know, binge watching, you know, season 10 of the real reality show of whatever city, but you know, everybody has a little bit of extra time right now. And, you know, maybe you're still working a full day like you and I are, but you know, you're not going out at night and you're not traveling and all of that kind of stuff. So you have some time to, you know, work on your foul shot, right? You can work on, you know, doing some advertising or getting your personal brand together. You know, if somebody's not creating some content, writing a blog or posting good stuff on LinkedIn right now, I don't know when they're going to do it, you know, because
exactly. So, and when we get back to this, I mean, you'll be busier than ever, right?
Yeah. So, you're never going to have time to write that article again or, you know, whatever. So do it now. Put down the binge watching for 1 hour a day and create some content or do something that's going to promote your business or promote yourself.
That's my soapbox. You know, and I agree. And I'll tell you one thing, Jack, I really believe this. I believe the following, right? I, you know, my business, for example, and your business, you know, I kind of need some, of those people to be, and I need them to be, I need those folks to watch Netflix, right? I need those people that actually, I mean, you're actually in a sort of a, weird way. I mean, you're helping my business, you know, because I'm shooting foul shots while the other one is sort of moping around saying, oh, there's no, you know, the court's closed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I kind of, you know, so I think there's a portion of, and there's a part of, sort of America where, you know, there's a lot of people that are hardworking and they're still getting out there and they still do their sort of morning routine.
Yep.
And, you know, I kind of need some of that, you know, that moping. I do need, you know, I need the laziness from some people, or I need people that use that as an excuse.
Oh yeah.
Because I get to take that, and you get, and for your business, you get to take that and sort of, there's an advantage point now.
Oh yeah. Let me clarify.
Didn't have a month ago.
Let me clarify. I want the brands that I work with and my clients, I want them to create more content and get out in front of more eyeballs right now. I want all of their competitors to sit on the couch and eat Doritos. That's what I'm hoping.
Exactly.
That's what I hope is happening right now.
No, exactly. But I can tell you, I mean, even some of your competitors, right? Where, you know, the folks that maybe you've got people that are going after your business, or, you know, let's say they're, you know, there's a pretty decent chance that they're just waiting for June to come by.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, they're by the time they get to June, I mean, you're going to have, it's a different mindset. And, you know, I really, really believe that if you need to sort of stay with your routine, you need to make sure that you're reaching out to the right people, and you need to make sure that you're always giving, you know, giving value. Right. But this is, you know, like going back to basics, this is a great time to think about the fundamentals of, okay, how did I start 10, 15, 20 years ago? What has worked? What hasn't worked? And, you know, this is also, I think it's a lesson for some of the younger people out there. And I've noticed this too. I mean, I'm in an age where I was young enough where I learned how to do things, you know, before the kind of technology took over. Mm-hmm. So I think you and I are sort of the same in terms of we've got the best of both, you know, the sort of the best of both worlds now, right?
Yeah.
We can use,
we had to do it before we had LinkedIn at one point.
LinkedIn and to get a contract was, you know, you would give it to, you know, you'd literally, you know, go over to the guy's office and he would sign it in front of you
and give him a pen. Yeah.
And give him a pen and say, you know, sign it. It's those fundamentals. They still work. They really still work today. But I think for some of the younger people, you know, maybe revisit them and maybe get yourself a mentor where you can learn some of these things. Because the real business, like the, you know, the 6-7 figure kind of deals, right, that everyone wants to go after, that's done face to face, and it's done, you know, person to person. It's not done via text, right?
Yeah. You're not going to do that over text, right?
Yeah. This is, we're from a recruiting standpoint, we've got 30 people. I'm a lot of my, in 2008, I went through, just to give you an idea, I went from 2000 to 2008, I built the team up to 50 people. All of my clients were banks and financial institutions. And I went from 50 people to zero. I literally, you know, lost everything.
Uh-huh.
And, so I've kind of been through this already. Since 2008, I decided to change the system a bit. We've also, you know, kind of, I mean, from then on, I've saved, from a business standpoint, 10% of every sale we've ever made and put into like a tithing fund, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at a point now where there's a lot of recruiting firms and search firms that have let people go because it's just the job market slowed up for a little bit. We're trying to play offense. We're going to start hiring some of these folks. And
you'll get some good talent for yourself. Yeah,
of course.
Great timing.
Yeah. And so it goes back to the, do you sleep or do you eat, right? And,
right.
I don't know. There are people out there shooting foul shots, right? And like yourself and myself. So hopefully it gives a little inspiration for the folks that have decided to, you know, today's Friday. We've been through this. This is a month now. A month has gone by, and it's gone by quickly. I mean, can you imagine the next 30 days? I mean, it's going to go by quickly as well. So
yeah.
You know, don't lose any more time.
All right. Great advice. Love that. We're going to be right back, George, in just a minute with some contact information. I've had a few people ask me this week about some of the graphics we're creating for the podcast and sharing on Facebook and Instagram. I'm using Photify to create these graphics right from my phone. I can drop in a Social Geek Radio logo and have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same thing using logos and images that I've already approved. So a tip for marketing pros at Franchise Systems or big enterprise organizations. If you want to give your franchisees or your employees out in the field the ability to make great in-store posts, but you control the brand, this is the way to do it. And right now, Photify is offering the Small Business Package subscription free for the next 6 months. Sign up now at photify.pro. George McGarren, thanks so much for being here today, and I really enjoy our conversations. If our listeners would like to chat with you, where can we send them?
Right. So it was awesome being on the show today. I always appreciate our conversations back and forth, and it's it's good to. I think the concept of how you run sort of sort of marketing models is just, I think it's intriguing. So I'm always, I love learning from things like yourself. No, so folks want to reach out to us. The easiest thing, and just the sort of the most simplest thing would be just to send a quick text, right? So if you could text us with just your name and maybe an email and sort of the reason of how we might be able to help you either on sort of the career advice piece or how to get into other C-level clients, you could just text us, right? So it's just 212-658-0801. So it's 212-658-0801. Just text us, with your name and an email and kind of the reason for the outreach, and we can kind of, and we'll set up a call. So
excellent. I hope everybody takes advantage of that offer and chats with George real soon. George, we'll talk to you down the road very soon. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Likewise. Thanks, Jack. Bye-bye.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.